In its quest to provide an open forum for discussion of controversial issues, this station allows hosts and their guests to express themselves without any significant censorship. You are advised that any view expressed by the host or their guest are not necessarily the views of the owners or management of TogiNet Radio, Togi Entertainment, or the Owners Group, Inc.
Girlfriend, here is your show. Girlfriended, your chance to connect with other women, especially the woman that is most overlooked, yourself. Girlfriended is all about helping you become self-aware, not self-involved. The aim is to provide information that relates to life, which leads to real connections and results in a desire to connect or care for those in need. The Girlfriended principle was born out of loss. Patty's mother was murdered, and Lisa lost her mother to cancer. This forged a bond between them that nothing could shake. And now the women want to help you in more ways than you can count every day. From the website, girlfriendit.com, and the movement, Girlfriendit, here are Patty Wyatt and Lisa Jernigan on toginet.com.
Well, life is full of defining moments. And we just want to challenge you today. Can you think of a moment that has helped define and perhaps shape your life? Maybe it is a moment from the past, or perhaps it is a recent moment. Well, welcome to Girlfriend It, a great place to connect and girlfriendify your life. We're Lisa and Patty, and today our show has a few twists and turns as we talk about moments in our lives that have made an impact. Well, you know, Patty, we are passionate about helping women lead and live their life for greater impact. And so many times women don't feel like they really do have a voice and really can do that. And I know later in our show today, we're going to be talking with a gal who's a filmmaker who creates educational documentaries to truly impact and make people aware of kind of what's going on different topics. But so much about life is about awareness. And something that we want to make you aware of, that we have some good friends at Moms for Family TV, and there is a made-for-TV movie coming out this weekend that we want to make. This is a great thing because we love to promote positive messages and positive things out there that really has it can help you know, with our families. And Field of Vision is a movie that's airing this Saturday at 8, 7 Central Time on NBC, and it's a story about a great kid who stands up to bullies, and there's so much more. You can get more information by going to Moms for Family TV, and just want to encourage people to take advantage of these when these movies are being produced, that we really do support it.
Yeah, and you're so right, Lisa, because without awareness and without trying to do things that prevent especially in this situation with the bullies, and I know today in our show we're talking about human trafficking. If you don't know where to go, you feel so trapped, and it really is a prison. And I know just recently we received an email from a gal who had actually attended our church in a youth group and was in the porn industry. And so many times you get so trapped in that situation that if you don't know who to call on, if you don't know who is making
where to
people
go
aware, then it can be a horrific state to be in because you just you feel isolated and you don't even know who to turn to because everybody you've surrounded yourself with now is in that industry as well. And I know you were able to even call her and have contact with her, and that's what they want. They just want someone to listen to them. And I know so many times as we're trying to help women to really lead a life of impact, we will sit and just talk with them, and we can't believe how many times these gals are coming to us and their husbands are addicted to porn or they're dealing with something within the sex industry. And I don't know if we've just put ourselves more available to that or what's going on, but we really believe that this is a strong issue that we really have to get out there.
And well, and we're talking about, you know, there's so many different layers and issues regarding the sex industry, and no one really is immune, and we're discovering that. There's so much woundedness, and even if it's not happening in the present, so much abuse or dysfunction has happened in the past, as you know, in women's lives as they've grown up or whatever. And we think sometimes we're fine, thank you, mm-hmm. and we keep going on, and we've gotten so good at wearing masks as women that we create this kind of facade on the outside that I am so okay. And inside, we're still that little girl crying, just wanting to be loved. And I know, like some of the women you talk to and I talk to, and we both talk to, on the outside, they are so put together. And you would never have any idea. But on the inside, they're just so wounded and broken and hurting. And that's what we are just really passionate about, because so much of leading and living your life for greater impact is choices and acting, making good decisions and being aware and knowing how to prevent. And there's so many different things that we just want to help women as they do, just do life with that.
Mm-hmm. And I think so much of it does start with women, especially for moms. We are surrounded with, our culture is obviously so sexual. And, you know, we do know that more than 11 million Americans have a sexual addiction. So there's definitely a problem here. But just with your kids, I mean, you'll see it on the Disney Channel. I know we went to lunch with a bunch of girlfriends the other day, and everybody was talking about the American Idol with Lady Gaga. I didn't see it, but apparently it was the sex act on stage. You know, and it's like you can love her music, but it's like, hello, if that's going on in a place where it is rated as it's okay for a 10-year-old to watch, then we need to talk about it with our children. You can't just let them see this and go, oh, that's horrible, and walk away. We need to have some dialogue here to let them know what's appropriate behavior and what's not. And I think so many times we just stuff it, or we're afraid of it. We don't want to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. And I think a lot of times we become desensitized to it because we see it so much.
Yeah.
It bombards us everywhere through lyrics and music, through, you know, the visual on TV. And it goes back to that saying, and I'm going to misquote it, so be with me. But
please misquote it.
Yeah. The unthinkables of yesterday become the realities of today. And so what at one point you go, that would never, ever happen. And you just watch, and in time, that becomes a reality.
Mm-hmm.
And you've seen that over and over again, because some of the things that are happening today, even when we were kids, you would have said, oh, there's no way we would ever tolerate that.
Well, even as simple as the Dick Van Dyke Show, how they had to be in two separate beds. I didn't realize that in order to make that show, they couldn't show a man and a woman in the same bed. I mean, that seems so comical, because now you pretty much can see them doing anything on television, let alone to have to be. I just remember him jumping up and doing his exercises in the morning, you know.
Yes, yes.
Separate twin beds.
Well, and they had their, like, flannel-looking pajamas, do you remember?
Yes.
That they were. And so you watch some of those old shows, which I think we're dating ourselves maybe a little bit, but I'm okay with that because it's in reruns.
I
love reruns, because so many of this, you know, the younger generation is watching the reruns that we unfortunately watch as they were live.
Yes. From the nursery,
yes,
I might add.
Yes.
From my crib.
Yes. Whatever. But we have come a long way. What used to be the unthinkable, and you couldn't say certain words, you know, and now it's like, holy cow.
Except not that.
No.
No, not that at all. I find that I used to really squirm when you would hear words, you know, especially on television. And even that, you're like, yeah, that's not so bad. You know?
I know.
And your kids hear it.
I know.
It's like, yeah. And we're not even allowed to say the word, the S word, which is stupid in our house.
I was going to say, you better clarify that, because we think.
And it's funny because, someone will say that, and Kate, my littlest one will say, Mom, they're saying the S word. And, you know, you just think of what now that they hear on television. You can say the S word as much as you want.
I know.
It's really not that bad.
Well, you know what's interesting? The other day I was at the dog park with my daughter watching her dog run around play, and there were these two little kids. And I'm not kidding you, these two little boys had to be 4 and 5 or 5 and 6, really young. You wouldn't believe what was coming out of their mouth. And it was like the four-letter words. And I'm watching this going, unbelievable that is just accepted. And they've had to have heard it so many times over and over, they don't realize it. And I think we are raising our children in a very, desensitized environment where it doesn't bother them anymore, and they hear so much stuff out there. I remember having dialogue with my daughter in high school, and we'd be talking about stuff, and she'd go, do you understand what I'm seeing at school? And it's like, oh, it's like we don't want to know it, but we need to know it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's like, really? Because it's like, that would have been one of the unthinkables when we were in high school, what's going on now. And so I think we need to have this dialogue as women, and we need to be aware and go, what are some things to prevent this? And one of them is just talking about it and they're going, are you okay with this? Am I okay with this? Because so many times, even in our parenting or just in our lives, we we don't know if we're the only one that feels this or thinks this. Mm-hmm. So it's good to know that there's others that agree. And then there really is, there's an impact when women can get together and use their voice. And that's what we love to do, is just rally women together and go, okay, together we are better and stronger. Mm-hmm. And let's go out and make a difference with some of these things.
Well, it's interesting that you would mention using your voice, because I just had a girlfriend of mine who actually wants to go back into the brothel. She's in the sex industry, and she's dealing with a lot of stress. And she made a comment about Shania Twain losing her voice with the stress that she had gone through with her divorce, her husband. And it's interesting that so many women that get to that point of rock bottom, that's what they feel like. They don't have a voice. They don't have, once again, it's being in prison and not knowing the way out, that she used that Shania Twain scenario, if that's how she felt.
Yeah.
Even though she's not a singer, you know,
yeah.
She's not. But I just thought, okay, that's really interesting, because it really is about having a voice. And having, that's what we try to do. We try to have a voice for those women that feel that they don't have a voice. And even in this gal situation, so many times women that are in the sex industry, they think that, I'm just going to do it for a short time. They want to believe that lie, that I'm going to make some really good cash, and I only have to do it for a short time.
And it only affects me. I think there's that thing. We don't realize that we are our community, a society, and one action leads to, you know, we do have a ripple effect in our lives and the impact we have on other people. And
mm-hmm.
sometimes we think it's just me.
Mm-hmm.
And even from the gal you're talking about, it's just like it's affecting marriages because you have these men coming, you know. And
but
so,
it's so twisted, because in their world, they think that they're helping marriages, that these men are coming to them, and it's actually beneficial because they're able to not have an emotional relationship with someone. They just can basically have sex, pay for it, and walk away, and nobody's being affected. Once again, it's the lie. There's so many lies that they're believing there. You know, it's quick cash. I'm actually helping people. I'm saving marriages. You know, they don't look at the opposite effect of what's going on.
Well, and that's what we want to talk about today, because coming up we have our guest, Brittany, and she is actually a filmmaker, and she's going to be helping us to become aware of this issue in a different realm and how it's affecting just globally and infecting our homes. And we're going to hear some horrific stories and just hopefully tug at some of our hearts to go, we got to do something. So stay with us.
This is Girlfriended on TogiNet. Don't forget to tell your friends to check it out on girlfriended.com. It's time to discover it, connect it, propel it, girlfriend it. And we'll be right back with more Girlfriended Radio right after these. Mark Lipinski is coming to TogiNet. It's Creative Mojo with Mark Lipinski. A live two-hour show Wednesday afternoon starting at 3, 2 Central on TogiNet.com. Creative Mojo. It's fun, entertaining, informative, inspirational, and illuminating. Lipinski has worked on such shows as Oprah, The View, The Joan Rivers Show, and Ricky Lake. He's busy, but he's got the drive to share with Creative Mojo, dedicated to the modern crafter and crafting lifestyle. Dive into the info and enjoy everything from celebs to entertainment news to recipes, quilting and needlework, knitting, painting, woodworking, Christmas crafts, and so much more. This show boldly encourages you to discover and harness your own creative spirit by living creatively every day. For more on Mark and the show, check out marklipinski.com. Don't miss the fun. It's Creative Mojo with Mark Lipinski, Wednesday afternoon starting at 3, 2 Central on toginet.com.
Mind Matters is the show that dares to ask what's on your mind. Take this opportunity to join Dr. Larry Ross, clinical psychologist, and Joan Duhane, licensed clinical social worker, as they combined have over 50 years of experience in dealing with your mind.